When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Attention! It's the end of the show show, the end of the show show, the end of the show show, the end of the show show.
Meow, 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 meow.
Sorry, I was listening to the new Bigot. Bishop Briggs, there's the word. And now it's stuck in my head, great. Hi, hey there, I'm Gregor. It's the end of the show show. Gregor's end of the show show, even. This is not starting well. That's the best part. Okay. We're summing up what went down in Seattle for the nerds and on the internet every weekday morning. I'm Gregor, host of Mornings on 107.7 The End. We do Nerd Talk, the news, and no new Full 90 Extra Time podcast. We're in a weird spot right now. We did get on to Instagram, though. Follow us at Full 90 Extra Time on Instagram and Twitter. Very cool. We didn't do a new episode because I was in... What's the city? New York City and Brooklyn. And that means, is Brooklyn, is it called Brooklyn or is that part of New York City? Like the larger city? It's a borough. I'm going to have to look that up. Anyway, I was in New York and the match happened on Wednesday night. Sounders, Tuesday night, it doesn't matter. And they advanced and now they're playing on a Tuesday tomorrow against LAFC in LA. We won't have time to make something and be able to distribute it. So we'll have a reaction pod. We'll record it Wednesday, so there you go. That was a lot of nothing. That was a long time to get nowhere. So, like I said, I've been traveling. While on the road, I listened to several things, including the new album from Big Thief. Very good. Excellent album. I very much enjoyed it. The song Not, my friend Bryce and I agree on, is awesome. Also, last week before I went out of town, I asked for reading recommendations. Shoutouts to my buddy Sean, who gave me the recommendation for the Expanse series. I started it and made it 3 pages, so pretty good so far. Here's the thing, is that I went to New York, Manhattan, Brooklyn. Lots of stuff happened, but primarily I drank way too much. It was just me. To back this up, the reason why I went is on Wednesday night, my buddy Dan Soda recorded his HBO comedy special. And that's a huge deal if you're recording something for HBO as a comedian. I mean, he's also been on billions on Showtime for the last 4 years, but that's okay. Anyway, he was recording a special, so just kind of on a whim, I asked my wife if she thought it would be appropriate that I flew out. She agreed and then bought me some lodgings and whatnot. Thank you, wife. You're the best. And we sent me off to New York by myself. Now, she lived there for 10 years, so she could like, oh. So you got to find yourself a person just in your life that makes you feel like you're really cared for and then care for them back. Also, that's important. I was like pretty anxious about going to New York by myself. I'm a grown-ass man. I know how to get around. Plus, I have Google Maps, so, like, how hard could it be? But I was, like, feeling some anxiety about going there by myself. I'd miss the family and stuff like that. She lived there forever, so every time we've gone, it's been really easy for me. She made me this, shared this note with me on just the Apple Notes, and it had how to get everywhere. It was like from the airport to the Airbnb you're staying at, or straight to the city, or to here, or to there. Here's places to eat around there. When you go to this place, make sure to look out for this. Do you want to go to the dinosaur museum? Of course I want to go to the dinosaur museum. Well, this is how you do it. It was so sweet, and it made it so much easier. So, wow, pretty cool. We have a radio station group in New York, and it's owned like by the same company, and the guy who brought me to Seattle is the boss there. Pretty neat. So I go to see him, and a guy who used to work on this station called Bryce, he works there too. You know, like the old boss here hires one of the old employees. Yeah, it makes sense. So Bryce and I were going to go to this comedy show, and we go out and we drank too much alcohol. I traveled across the country to see my friend do a stand-up comedy special, and we had a really silly time. My wife kept getting mad at me because I kept texting her in the middle of it. Now, I went and saw Dan a month ago in Portland and watched him do the set that he, you know, I had recently seen it, so I wasn't being that terrible of a friend, but I definitely was texting throughout. She made a good point. His mom was sitting right next to me. It was crazy. I met Trish. Shout outs to Trish. That was great. Anyway, you know, I'm a married man, happily married, and living in the suburbs with a kid. My life is very different than it was last time I saw these people. And we got after it like we used to, and boy, I am not built for that anymore. I'm a one or maybe two beers a night guy, like special occasions, like there's a Sounders match on. I might have a second one. I'm out with my friends, two beers, cool. But to go out and like walk and train everywhere, it's incredible. You don't have to like think about like, am I being safe? Has there been enough time? What, you know, like, am I putting anyone else in danger? Nope, none of that. Just like, well, I'm feeling kind of tipsy. Let's get on this train. It'll take us exactly where we're going. It's incredible. Then the next night, same thing. I can go out with my former boss. It's just cocktail after cocktail. Anyway, New York is crazy because there's so much trouble to be had. I came back exhausted. Like, this thing where I got to spend time, like, I felt bad. My wife was like, she was like, she knew I was having like the best time ever because usually I go places like obligatorily or with her. And if I have to go somewhere by myself, I'm like, I'm bored. This is terrible. Please talk to me. And this time I was like, going to the next place, going to the next place, going to the next place, nonstop, nonstop, nonstop. I walked 22 miles in 2 days. I average about an eighth of a mile a day, I feel like. 22 miles. So anyway, I came back exhausted, and there it's time, you know, to be a dad again. Like, oh man, I forgot that there's a very active space baby at home, and I am exhausted. Anyway, thanks to Alyssa, who filled in for me on the radio. That was very nice of her. And thanks for downloading this podcast and being a big part of it. That's super fun. I was out of the loop all week, so yesterday I didn't even realize that my football team was playing against my mother-in-law's football team, and that we could have had a really fun smack-talking party, but instead we just listened to the fireworks from my crazy neighbors.
In case you missed it, it's the news.
Yeah, Seahawks win the first half, 24-0, and ultimately the game, but that second half, woof. Still, it's a win. But so close that my neighbors didn't even know if they should scare the crap out of the surrounding dogs and children of the neighborhood with fireworks. Don't worry, they did. You'd think I'd learn not to be scared by them, but still startling. 4-0 on the road means this team is better on the road than at home. What? Have we reached peak football craziness? Maybe the beers are just too expensive? We gotta get louder. Now, remember back a few weeks ago when we were talking about selling your house and getting a mortgage for some outerwear? The sweater that once belonged to Nirvana singer Kurt Cobain went up at auction. Cobain's unclean cardigan cashed in at $334,000. Whew, you may have to live in a camper in Georgetown, but at least you've got a smelly cardigan.
You just got news.
It's Halloween week. That's fun. I have a callus or some sort of like sore on my finger from I've been cutting out stencils with a razor blade to be able to spray paint some stuff for Halloween costumes. My boy looks so cute. His favorite race car driver is Max Verstappen. He's 2 years old. He can name like a bunch of the racers from Formula One. might be letting him watch too much of that, but we don't let him watch anything else, so that's fine. But he has a favorite race car driver, so we got him some coveralls, and we made a little race car suit for him so he can run around as that, and he loves it. But we're making matching crew suits. We just don't have as much time, so I'm cutting out stencils, and I'm just going to spray paint the Red Bull logos on there. It's super fun or whatever. I don't know where I was going with this. Oh, but it's like I got this sore on my hand from pressing too much of that. We're really working hard. But that's because Halloween's in the air, and I love crafting stuff like that. And even, like, the boring old nerds at NASA can get in on it.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
It's time for NASA news!
Just in time for Halloween, NASA snapped a photo of the sun and its sun flames looking like a big old jack-o'-lantern. Sometimes you just got a solar flare. Unlike a real pumpkin, the sun doesn't rot on your porch, though. Instead, when it's done, it'll just grow insanely big and swallow the Earth and everything and everyone we know or have ever known. Depressing. NASA also released a picture of Jupiter stripped of color. I don't know why. For some reason, they left its big red spot colored in red. The entirety of the internet responded appropriately by calling the red spot a big silly nipple. It really does look like that. Jupiter now holds the honor of being the only planet to look like a big botched breast implant. Congrats! And finally, scientists in Russia are left begging for money online like they're American people without healthcare after a research study they were conducting involving eagles went awry. Each eagle had an SMS text transmitter strapped to it. Well, the eagles migrated much further than expected and left Russian cell space, racking up insane data roaming fees in Iran and Kazakhstan. Now the project is over budget and they need your help. I feel the same way every time I cross the border into Canada, and I have no idea if I'm getting charged or not. $10 a day!
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
I ran a little long today, so what? Thanks so much for hanging out, downloading the show. Tell a friend! Listen to it in front of them. See if they like it. Maybe they'll download it too. It's been a good long run here. And I really appreciate that. We've been doing this for a long time. So, thanks. Have a great week.
The end of the end of the show show. The end of the end of the show show.
The end of the show show.
The end of the show show.
Thanks.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.